Joining us today is Xavier Broad, the CEO of Benz Mining, which is dual listed in Australia with the ticker BNZ and on the Toronto Stock Exchange, the TSXV, with the ticker BZ. So hello, Xavier. Thank you very much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And thank you for having me on your interview.
It's good to be talking to you and for the first time. So I wonder if you can start us off by introducing the company, the projects that you have, and really what you're all about.
Well, I will go back in time to explain this one. The East Main deposit was discovered in 1969 by Placer Development, which was the precursor to Placer Dome. Back in the days, the deposit was discovered through geophysics, through airborne geophysics, and Placer drilled an airborne electromagnetic anomaly and discovered a gold occurrence, which became a gold deposit. Now, since the 1990s, no one had actually used geophysics around the area there. So the current deposit was pretty much defined in its size and shape in the 90s. And the deposit has a particularity. The high-grade gold mineralization is associated with an iron sulfide, a mineral called pyrrhotite, and that mineral conducts electricity, which means that where you have pyrrhotite, you can actually track the pyrrhotite itself by using electromagnetics. So by introducing the use of electromagnetics at East Main, we had the idea that we could find more mineralization if there was more mineralization to be found. And as it happened, we were very successful using that technology.
Okay. So does the project have a current resource on it? And is there plenty of historical data to already in place?
So over the years, before Benz took control of the project, approximately 110,000 meters of drilling had been done. And defining the current resource, which sits at 376,000 ounces at 7.9 grams per ton gold. So a high grade resource, but on the smaller side, being under 500,000 ounces. Since we started exploring using electromagnetics, we have actually identified multiple mineralized zones outside of the existing resource. And we have also identified new mineralized horizons or entirely new mineralized systems in the area. So we do believe that the current 50,000 meters of drilling we are conducting now will help us to find a lot more resources at the project.
Okay. And do you have any idea or any inclination as to perhaps what kind of resource you might be targeting here? Obviously, you must feel that there is a compelling investment case to be taking on this project.
Yes, certainly. Of course, I mean, otherwise, why would a group of Australians go and and take control of a project on the other side of the world with a 12 hours time difference, mm-hmm. and all the complexity associated with language difference as well with Quebec? I mean, not that it phases me being a native, being born and raised in France, but for most of my Australian colleagues, it can be a challenge. Mm-hmm. No, the main that is the whole idea. That is the reason why we went that project and the specificity of that project with the presence of pyrrhotite led us to believe that we could significantly increase the size of the resource. So for now, I cannot tell you exactly. I mean, the current resource is actually defined over 1.2 kilometers strike length. We do have multiple occurrences spread out over 10 kilometers strike. So there is room for substantial increase. Now that we have also discovered new mineralized systems in the whole area, we know that we can also multiply the number of mineral occurrences. So definitely there is a lot of potential to grow the resource. As per putting a number on it at this stage, we haven't drilled enough. We have mostly stepped out. We've been drilling on. We've been conducting wide space drilling on 100 meter centers, which is quite wide spaced compared to what's been done in the past, with the view of growing the footprint of the system before we start growing the resource itself.
Okay. And with this being an existing mine, then what is the existing access and infrastructure like?
So when the mine was developed in the mid-1990s, it was a seasonal operation, which was operating in winter. And the operator at the time was building an ice road at the beginning of winter, mining during winter and trucking ore 320 kilometers south to a town called Shibugamo, where they had their processing facility. Now, one of the big differences nowadays is that in 2016, the government of Quebec subsidized the construction of a road of Route 167 North, which is going through the project. So thanks to that, to the development program by the government, we now have an all-weather road going to the project, which means that for us now, we do have a camp on site and all year round access. So we have been drilling continuously pretty much since September last year.
Okay.
With the view of continuing over winter this year.
Okay. And that government plan that you mentioned there, that's the Plan Nord, I believe it's called, or Plan Nord, economic development. Does that still give you access to funds in the future as well?
Well, at this stage, I do believe so. I mean, that plan has been in place for quite a long while and is subsidizing infrastructure developments for projects north of the 51st parallel. Mm-hmm. Those funds are available, and the government of Quebec is still subsidizing any potential economic development.
Okay.
Okay. So, yes, I would believe in the future we could have access to that financing.
And do you have any sort of further plans for extra regional exploration?
Yes, totally. I mean, over the past 12 months, we have been focused on the East Main gold deposit. The tenement size in the Upper East Main Greenstone Belt, Benz does control 220 square kilometers of land, and all of that land covers Archean Greenstone Belts. Now, those Archean Greenstone Belts, for the non-geologists, are the rocks that carry a lot of economic deposits. They are the rocks that have all the gold deposits in Western Australia, but they also have potential for multiple other commodities. The same greenstone belt in Western Australia hosts the bulk of the nickel deposits currently being mined by BHP mostly, and several other players. They also host lithium pegmatite deposits, spodumene pegmatites. Now, as we have put out recently, we have seen in the historical data that in the land we control, we do have lithium-bearing pegmatites, and thanks to the electric vehicle revolution that has started recently, and the world going green, lithium has been on the radar of a lot of investors. We've also got several nickel occurrences and copper occurrences in the greenstone belts in the tenement package we have, and we will certainly give it all due attention in the next year.
Okay. Well, what does the roadmap look like then, Xavier? Do you have a time plan of key milestones?
Well, at this stage, so this year we were fully funded for a 50,000 meters drilling program. Now, that drilling program will come to an end towards the end of December. We have recently raised $10 million to keep that drilling going well into next year. Thanks to electromagnetics and the methodology we've been following, every single drill hole we have drilled at East Main has come back with the right geology. So not all of it has come back with high-grade mineralization, but we have found high-grade mineralization pretty much where we were looking for it, which to us means that we have to keep drilling to keep expanding the size of the project And now we will enter a phase at some stage where we're going to have to start doing infill drilling so we can actually bring all the results we have into a new resource. As per a roadmap, we are still doing exploration drilling. We are still doing large step-out drilling at the moment. We are still finding mineralization. Our methodology is still helping us discover more mineralization. I think next year we shall have more drill rigs than we currently have, with part of the drilling being infill drilling and the rest to continue what we're doing now, which is find more gold and expand the footprint of the project.
Okay, well, Xavier Broad, the CEO of Benz Mining, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.